Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. The angel said that day, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. If you don't have peace today, it's your fault. If the world don't have peace, it's your fault. If your family don't have peace, it's your fault. Because he said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. That was a proclamation given to the world. My peace I give unto you. Brother, you can have peace in the midst of that storm. You can have peace in the midst of the storm. Brother, in the midst of a storm, you can have peace. Sister, in the midst of whatever going on in life, you can still have peace. The world can't rob you of your peace. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Thank God for peace. Passes all understanding. Ephesians 1:17 through 23. I want to bounce off of this little set of scriptures here. I may read them a time or two, a few verses, a couple times throughout the sermon. But I want to help you like God has helped me. I told someone the other day, it was actually a brother and sister LeBeau that's been coming here. I'm talking to them about Bible study and things and serving God and the Holy Ghost and things like this. And I tell people when I talk to them that I can't lead you where I haven't been. That's not what a leader does, nor a guide or anything like that. The Holy Ghost leads and guides. It's been there and come back, right? That's why it can lead and guide. It's been there and come back, and it's in us, and it leads and guides us to where it's been. See, this is good teaching already. It's taken us back to where it came from. So I said, I can only lead you where I've been, but I'm going to tell you where I've been. I've been baptized in his name, filled with his spirit, spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came, baptized. I mean, I got the whole works, and if there's any more, I want it too. And I'll lead you to that. I have to lead you. I come up short, you see. If I don't lead you, if I tell you, well, you stop there. Now, not everybody's going to follow me where I go. I understand that. But that'll be between you and God. But I can't stop and say, well, that's far enough. Now, I'm here, but you're here. No, we can all go. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So that's all I'm doing is trying to help people follow where God is taking me. Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Boy, that's powerful. Give you the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom's not just a thing, it's a spirit. And revelation's a spirit in the knowledge. That's the knowing part of more about Christ. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Enlightened means inside of you. When you light up something from the inside, it is enlightened. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened that ye may know what is the hope of whose calling? Yeah, not your calling, the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance. No, his inheritance in the saints. He put his inheritance. We have this treasure in earthly vessels. He put his inheritance inside of us. Wow. And what is the exceeding greatness of my power? No, his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Not just believing, but according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. For above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body. Now watch. Which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He filleth all in all. And I want to talk to you tonight about fulfillment. Fulfillment. All in all. Everything God has, he can put in every one of you. Lord, I come before you tonight. I'm thankful for your word. It's everlasting. Hallelujah. I'm thankful it was made flesh and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. And you sent back the Comforter to live in us and lead us and guide us into the remaining truth that you did not say while you was on earth. Teach us, Lord, your ways tonight that we may follow and meet you in glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Fulfillment. Fulfillment. All in all. Fulfillment is to bring something to completion. Fulfillment is when there's nothing lacking, no emptiness, no void. You know, you found God because you were searching for fulfillment. Now, I don't mean anything by this, so don't take it wrong, but even people that are on Facebook, and they're Facebooking this, and they're Facebooking that, and they're showing you what they're fixing to eat. They're showing you where they just, the car they bought. They're showing you all these things that they're sharing with their friends. They're looking for fulfillment. I'm not saying it's wrong, but that's what they're searching for, is fulfillment. Because they want to share because they're not satisfied with, and it's not, I'm not saying it's wrong, so don't jump on me. I'm just saying they're looking for, everybody's looking for fulfillment. I don't care what you do, we're all searching for fulfillment. I go to Ryan's and I get me something to eat, and I eat a steak or whatever I eat, and then when I get through, I'm not fulfilled till I have that ice cream. I got to have me a cone on the way out. On my way out, I've got to have me a cone. And sometimes if I stay too long, I get two or three of those cones. But I'm searching for fulfillment. And you can, how about eating? Nah. What about? Nah. Well, once you swallow it, it doesn't matter. But we're searching for the fulfillment that, oh, this tastes so good. And life is about fulfillment. We live our life in a quest for fulfillment, whether you really realize it or not. And sometimes when you purchase something, the merchant may say, well, this completes the sale, or we fulfilled your order. Well, that's good. However, if I'm not happy when I get home with what I just bought, I'm not fulfilled. So fulfillment is, it's got to get to the mind thing. It's got to get to the intellect. It's got to get to the inside of me to where I feel like it was worth what I paid to get there. For this thing. So Walmart capitalized off of people that would buy something and stores for many, many years. Well, we only take it back for 3 days. Where's your receipt? Walmart put an end to that. Why? They were looking for people that wanted fulfillment. And they said, satisfaction. That's right. So that if you don't like it, bring it back. No questions asked. Because they know if you get fulfillment, you will be back. That's right. And they put stores out of business. They had to change their policies because now you don't want to take it over here next time. Because we're all looking for fulfillment. You can get the job you want and hate the boss and it'd be miserable on your job. The job you thought would be fulfilling when you finally got it, it was terrible. My. Build a beautiful home and be scared to sleep in your own bed. That's not fulfillment. Got the home of your dreams and can't stay there. My. And I'm here to tell you that even when you get the Holy Ghost, can I go deeper? People think, yes, I know they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I know that. That was the fulfillment of the promise. This spake he. But the fulfillment of, I've seen people get the Holy Ghost. They're miserable. They're unhappy. Their countenance says they're unhappy. They don't sing them songs we talked about. When you marry, you sing songs. You whistle. And what are you so happy about? They don't whistle. They're not happy. But they're supposed to have the Holy Ghost. I'm not saying they don't have it. They have not reached fulfillment. And so no matter what it is in life, if you don't reach fulfillment, you feel like you've left something undone. It's like, I don't know if it's worth it or not. And so many times we wrestle with trying to find fulfillment. We wrestle like Jacob did with God in our lives, where our flesh is wrestling with God until we reach fulfillment. And he changes our name from Jacob, the carnal man that sought fulfillment in his father's treasure. He sought fulfillment from getting ill-gotten gain. He was seeking fulfillment. And finally he realized that's not it. That's not it. If the Lord will bring me back to my father's house in peace, that's fulfillment. Then the Lord will be my God. And so you and I wrestle with things of this world in a carnal nature, trying to find fulfillment. If I just had, if I just possessed, if I could just do this. And you find out when you do that, some people think if I have a child, it's fulfillment. And you know what? That child makes you miserable. The Bible says concerning Esau and Jacob, it was a grief unto them. A grief. It started out a grief. Now, I hope ours don't start out that way. I was praying, Lord, let her be blessed from the womb, you know. But we're reaching for fulfillment. Even inside of a woman, it's more in a woman than a man. A man says, you know, a woman says, you want to have a baby? Oh, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. But a woman, there's something inside of her that wants to be fulfilled in having a child, because that's what she's supposed to do. Are you still with me? And so we wrestle sometimes until God changes us, our nature, our thinking, from the Jacob, the carnal person, to Israel, which means you have power with God and hath prevailed. Now you look from that moment on, he was a different Jacob. He was now Israel. His thinking was different. And so the fulfillment of God's plan for redeeming man was brought through the obedience of Christ all the way to the cross. Now stay with me. All the way to the cross where he dies on the cross. But if God does not raise him back up and set him on his throne, as I read in the text, on the right hand, it's not fulfillment. Fulfillment is when all things are completed so that he could say, all things are under my feet. I have conquered all things. I am fulfilled all in all. That is fulfillment. So he said, above principality, power, might, and dominion, every name that there is a name, there's no higher name than the name of Jesus. That, my friend, is fulfillment. Hallelujah. So again, verse 23, which is the body, the Christian, the saints that follow him through this process, death, burial, and resurrection through his spirit, the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now the scripture tells us that Christ he went around doing good every place he went. But you know what? Doing good caused him a lot of adversity. But it was still fulfilling. See, fulfillment is not when everything works out right. It's that when you do good. Because there's times, even in the church, I have to look at people and say, look, I've done my best. I've done everything I know to do and not come up short. So I feel fulfilled that I've done all I know to do. But had he not died on the cross, God resurrected his body on the third day, sent back the Holy Ghost unto us, and if we don't receive the Holy Ghost, we can never find fulfillment. It is through the Holy Ghost you are able to find fulfillment. It in itself is not fulfillment. Now that may cross you, you know, a little wrong, but it in itself is not fulfillment. But it leads you to a fulfilling life. Because I'm telling you, when you first, people that are in the world, and they first come to God and they get the Holy Ghost and they think that that's fulfillment, they got news coming. There'll be some very miserable times in your life wondering if this thing's even worth living, because it looks like things get worse before they get better. But I'm here to tell you, if you'll stay with it, this life is fulfilling. This life is rewarding. This thing will work out. Hallelujah. So we need fulfillment. And as your teacher tonight and as your guide, I don't want to just tell you, well, be filled. You know, be filled, be full. I have to teach you how to reach fulfillment. And many sermons, I'm afraid, we tell you, do this, you know, do that. And we don't tell you the steps to get there. We just say, you know, I even have to teach people how to receive the Holy Ghost. You might say, well, you don't have to teach anybody. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. I have to tell them to yield to it. I have to tell them, now look, when you feel this, don't back up. Don't clench up on it. Let it go. You know, you need to yield to the Holy Ghost. So we're taught how to be fulfilled. You don't come into this world knowing how to do it. Now watch in Isaiah 43:1. I'm going to read this Old Testament scripture. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob. Notice, he created Jacob, and he formed thee, O Israel. See, we're created in a carnal fashion, but we are formed in a spiritual fashion. So he said, since I've created you, and now you have transformed into this Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. And too many people, I'm afraid, think that when they're called of God, and they're always searching fulfillment for this calling that they have. But I read to you, it's his calling. It's his calling. And so we have to find, if you don't find the fulfillment of that, then you will always be looking for what fulfills your calling. But when we find fulfillment, we will find fulfillment when we are converted from the Jacob thinking, the carnal way of thinking, to the spiritual way of thinking. So that we don't just say, all things work for my good, but we can say, all things work for my good when things aren't good. See, that's the Israel way of thinking. The Jacob way of thinking, Jacob said, it's like he said, if my son, I will go to my grave weeping for my son, for he is not, and he was still alive. When thou passest through the waters. Now, he said, I'm his. So when you pass through the water, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire. Who's walking through the fire tonight? They shall not be burned. Neither shall the fire kindle upon thee. Oh, my God. Fulfillment is when he says, you're mine. And he begins to protect you. And he begins to show you his saving, keeping power. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. He let other people's blood be shed to save you. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Oh, God. I have loved thee. Therefore, I give men for thee and for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I'm here to tell somebody tonight, if you're his, he loves you. And fear not, for I am with thee. And I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. For everyone that is called by my name. I'm glad he wrote that in. I'm glad he wrote that in, because that includes me. Everyone that's called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. The Jacob he created for his glory. And I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Hallelujah. We are his children, the sheep of his pastures. We are called by his name. We are heirs and joint heirs to Christ. I'm his and he is mine. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and deaf that have ears. And let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this, and shew us former things. Let them bring forth their witness. Yeah, bring forth your witness, that they may be justified. And let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses. I read that somewhere in the book of Acts as well, that you're my witnesses. How many of his witnesses? How many can you witness of his saving power, his keeping power, his healing power, his restoring power? Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. Now, I'm getting to the deep part. That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. You're my witness, that you may know and believe and understand that I am he. Before me there is no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. So I want to talk for the next few minutes about these steps, mainly three steps right here in the Old Testament to fulfillment. And they will lead us to the New Testament with the Holy Ghost. But there was three steps in this Old Testament that in verse 10 that led to fulfillment in the Old Testament. It said, ye are my witnesses and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know, believe me, and understand that I am he. So the first thing, if you want to remember this, write this down, that reaches fulfillment. I'm going to tell you how to get to fulfillment. Number one, believe. 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 No man can come to God except he first believe. He must believe that he is, and that he is not only is, but is a rewarder of them that halfway seek him, that every once in a while, hit and miss, I'll give it a shot. No, he said, I'm a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So the first step to fulfillment is to believe. And it's not the final step, it is the first step. And too many people take believing as the final step. Just believe on the Lord and I shall be saved. And that's their final step. No, my friend, that's the first step to fulfillment. Hallelujah. To believe on Christ does not necessarily mean you know him or even understand him. But it is the first step to fulfillment. Even Christ said on that last day of the feast, he said, if any thirst, let him come unto me. And I will fill him with my spirit. And out of his belly shall come rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost, of them that believe should receive. So the first step in reaching fulfillment is believing. I think we have a group of believers here. So you've got one down. Can we move to two? Number two, you need to, in this scripture, he said, believe me and know me. Now, you see, you can believe something and not know it. David said, I would have fainted except I believed to see the land, see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Until I see it. You know, believing is great, and I know the just shall walk by faith, and I understand all that. But if there's never a fulfillment to that, you know, even they died in faith. Those in the Old Testament. That's not how it's supposed to be in the New Testament. We die with fulfillment. They died in faith. I die in fulfillment. I don't want to die in faith. I want to die in fulfillment. Abraham was this father of faith, but even him, with his strong faith that he had, he said, Lord, how shall I know? He believed the Lord, but he said, how shall I know that my seed shall be numberless as the sands of the sea? He said, I'll take you outside. And he took him outside and he said, look up. You see those stars? Count them, Abraham. See the sands of the sea? Count them. If thou can countest them, then you can count your children. Now I know. Now I know what you're talking about. Paul said this, oh, that I may know him in the fellowship of his suffering and in the power of his resurrection. There's some things, you say, oh, I know how you feel. You ever told anybody that? Oh, I know how you feel. You hadn't been through what they're going through. No, you know how they feel. You may say, I believe I know how you feel. But you only know how they feel until you are in their shoes. Now I know how you feel. And you can know something and not understand it. I'm giving you the progression to fulfillment. You can know something. I know there's a sun and there's a moon and there's the stars and the universe. I don't understand how it doesn't collapse. I don't understand. He upholds it with the power of his word, the Bible says. I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't understand. You can know something and not understand it. But in that 17th verse, he said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.